You have just entered the KD Mod Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 84 of the KB Mod Podcast. We've got a good one on the docket for you today, mostly because of our special guests. And of course, we have our esteemed panel here as always, minus Brandon. And we had to have Hex fill in. He's the, I guess he's the number one, support player.
Number one, second best.
I'm the number one, number two.
That's right. Yeah.
There Hex you go. You are the best dump I've ever taken. Oh, number two.
Jesus. But yeah, and we have, like I said, a special guest. We have Rick Leslie joining us. What's up, Rick?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what is up? So I think, most people probably listening to the cast / watching it live right now
have heard
are aware of who Rick Leslie is. He's been the butt of many.
I don't think
many...
so.
No?
Come on, Rick,
give yourself some
We've
credit,
made fun
man.
Of you a lot, though.
Yeah, dude, right, you well, actually think it's brought up a lot. So I think maybe people don't know what you really do, but you're definitely the butt of a lot of jokes. So
I know you're a guy that gets picked on.
You are really good at placing bad spawns.
Picking on you. Like, I think you're a fantastic guy. It's mostly Dan because he's an asshole. You're a dick.
We only pick on Rick because we care. But
Rick took me out to dinner.
Let's kill the hater. Wonderful.
Did he take
wine
you to a movie?
Dined him.
He did wine and dine me at a Chinese joint.
Movie
Seattle. Nice. Yeah, when Jared abandoned me. Rick was the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah, here he goes. He's already getting the hate. Rick, turbine on Black Ops 2. Fuck you. Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah.
He doesn't work at Zombie anymore, though, folks. He is out from under the oppressive boot.
That's right.
Jared Garrett's in.
Flying like a butterfly now. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. But like I said, good to have you here, Rick. And if you've listened to the cast before, which if you're on here, I assume you have. We usually go
contrary
through
to what Dan thinks I actually have.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about what we've been playing, what we've been watching, at the beginning of the cast. So we'll just go through, and then we can pick up with some more in-depth interview stuff, or figure out what's going on with you and what you're doing nowadays as we go through. So all right, let's start with you, John, since I'm going through. Screen order here. You've been up to?
Yes, playoffs, CSCA are going on. We lost our first match. We just played like shit. But we just got dropped down to loser's bracket. We have our second match on Tuesday. And I'll be gone for a week after Tuesday. So even if we win, we're going to have a sub for that. So
you should have...
I'll actually be in Pittsburgh, by the way. I'm going to PAX and I'm going into Pittsburgh. Going to Pittsburgh for a couple days.
Nice.
And other than that, I've been playing well. My warrior's like level 4.
I'm hopping back in soon.
RIP Darren.
What?
We'll see you guys.
Dan, I don't want to see your family fall apart. Dude.
Good.
You beat this thing. And you have two kids.
No, Megan understands WoW, and Dan played WoW to the point where it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, it's not fun
at all.
Right?
So there's no way that he would ever allow anything like that to happen to himself again.
No,
he regretted his decision like 36 hours into the time he made the decision. But the fact that he made it through just shows what a strong and independent woman he really is.
Right. Megan is going to call me and Bob and be like, he's been at the computer for 4 days. Yeah. The children are starving. He lost his job.
There were no children.
Not at that point, no.
Oh, my God. All right, well, that's cool. What about you, Hex? What have you been up to?
I've been playing the real life game this week that Brandon was playing.
Oh, look at you. You're just coming in, replacing Brandon, and even taking his... What
yeah.
He says
True facts, man. I bought a house this week, so...
Ooh, nice.
Congrats. Moving up in the world.
When are you moving into that bad boy?
I will be there near the end of April. I think the 26th is when we close, so that last weekend we will be moving in... But other than that, I play
a
bunch
pool.
Of. It does.
It
does.
Pumping out
and Mike,
children.
Mike
right
Pollock's
after that,
gonna
or?
Be
no.
The pool boy.
Mike Pollock is gonna be my pool boy, but he's not gonna like the uniform I make him wear. I'm gonna love it. But
does the home have a pool already?
Yeah, it has a 24 foot above ground pool and all kinds of wonderful amenities. I did not think I'd ever have as an adult.
Wow,
so.
Dude, look at you. You're going hard.
Yeah. It's a nice house. Like we've been saving for a couple years and we want to have a family, so we decided, we could buy a starter house and move later, or we could just, say fuck it YOLO and buy the house we wanted right off the bat. And we
fuck it YOLO.
Yeah.
What's your address?
It is 123 go away.
You're telling me there's going to be a bunch of little hexes running around not realizing that League of Legends is a 5v5 game and asking...
Hey, you know what, asshole? I was promised you would teach me how to play League, and
hey,
then...
I oh, yeah, no, really, no. Really yeah, hard game. It's you, really hard. What you do is you click on things and kill them.
And then you get yelled at and say, don't feed, and then, yeah, well, and you're basically
stop,
done playing the game.
Stop feeding. Yeah, stop if you being didn't feed, shitty you at the game and learn to fucking play it.
Jesus. All right. Well, we'll still do that. We have to have a little training sesh. Yeah, we never got around.
And then
to
kill
it.
Yourself because you're not playing Dota.
Scott's the best.
Yeah,
Scott's
yeah I'm pretty good. Go look at my match history, John. Right now, you should go check that out.
What's your elo?
Okay, dude. Listen, it's tough. I'm in Diamond One, trying to hit platinum. So
yeah, I don't have an elo. I hit level 30, and I haven't played the goddamn game since then.
Well, that's when the game gets good, man. That's when the game gets good. So you should.
No, there's nothing good about ranked.
Oh, ranked. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, Hex, what else you got? We're discussing more important things, like League of Legends.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I understand. That's definitely high priority. This week, I played... we had the LAN last weekend for a Child's Play, which was pretty excellent. And then I literally hooked up my computer after the LAN yesterday, like, for the first time in 8 days. So I played a bunch of Android games that I'd been meaning to kind of check out. Still playing Uphill Racing. I heard Real Racing 3 is pretty good. I haven't played that quite yet.
Did you play Undead Horde or whatever the one Diction told us to get a while
ago? I tried to play that.
That game's really good.
I tried to play that, actually. But they basically say that if your phone is rooted, go fuck yourself. Like, I installed it and it was like, yeah, oh, your phone's rooted. And it immediately closes. Okay, well,
Undead Slayer, that's
yeah I wanted to play that game, so I played some Isaac, I played some BLR this week. That's about it. Nothing. Oh, and I started Anno 2070 today because everyone's been talking about it because SimCity is an enormous disappointment and a failure as a game.
We'll get into that.
I'm just throwing that out there. If you bought it like I did, I'm sorry, because I regret that $60 purchase. But yeah, that's about it. Just Anno, and I started Tropico today too, but only got through the tutorial. But it was good. It was fun.
All right. Scott?
Yeah, sorry. Mike got muted.
League of Legends.
He was like, oh, Hex is talking. Just never
I was
mind.
Like, oh, God, just mute. no, I've been good. I've been playing a couple things this week. I played quite a bit of SimCity last 2 days. Liking it a lot, and also not liking it a lot. So I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little bit. That seems to be in the document, so we can address that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's like what you guys were saying last week. It's a similar. Obviously, I hadn't played it then, so I didn't get to experience it myself. I've only had server issues once with it because I got it like relatively.
Yeah,
after.
It's pretty stable now. To be fair,
it definitely is.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Exactly. So I've been liking that. What else did I play this week? Played some Blacklight this week, which I hadn't played in a little while. Had to patch it and got a big update. Still like Blacklight a lot. Tactical SMG is, I know I'm really late to the party on that, but I love that game. And what else did I play? Obviously League of Legends. So I kind of varied up a little bit because, you know, it's just League of Legends. So it's good to mix it up. Feels good. And, I did do something in SimCity that was a little interesting. So I had a bustling, not bustling city, but I had played a couple hours and I had my city to like 65,000 people. And then I got the bright idea that I was like, well, you know what? Why can't you just raise taxes to 20% and put it on Cheetah for like just a little bit, like, you know, not too long, and then bring it back down. And
then
I realized very quickly that people don't forget in SimCity, those fucking idiots. And I couldn't, they were like, it wasn't like they're mad about the taxes. They're like, they're mad about how high taxes were. In the past tense. So there was nothing I could do. I put parks everywhere. I tried to do my best and nothing worked. So what I decided to do is I said, fuck it. I'm going to start from scratch. So I raised taxes to 20% and I put on Cheetah for like an hour till I had $600,000 and my city was down to a population of 4,000 from 65,000. And then I de-zoned my entire city, tore everything down, and I'm building again from scratch with $600,000. And it's actually going pretty good.
Yeah,
people
I would
forget
imagine
really
so.
Quickly.
It's not bad.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. It's going really well. So I'm trying to build like a residential only city because I've seen a couple people do that, and I'm doing the park method and making land value really high. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I don't know. I thought that might not work, but I don't know. Maybe something will come in. But one thing that happened when I raised taxes to 20% all across the board, instantly a meteor shower started hitting my city. So they must have that program. It couldn't be
karma, dude.
You had to have it programmed in when you do that shit. So anyway, yeah, rolling with an iron
Wall
fist.
Street Fisher in the house.
Not giving a fuck, man. Bulldozing anyone's house who gets in my way. So yeah, it's been fun. I've been liking Sim City, but yeah, it's what I've been up to. What about you, Nick?
I play a little bit of Dota, and I've been playing Anno 2070 because that was on sale, and that's like a city sim game. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
pretty.
Yeah, it's really good looking, and
it's in depth,
really
like, it's
big,
hardcore. Yeah,
yeah. It's like it's a city sim, not like in the way that Sim City is. It's more about like farming and that kind of stuff.
So like, yeah, you're on like
It's like a chain of islands.
The polar
and stuff.
Ice caps melted, right? Basically,
I don't know. Yeah, basically, you're on like little islands. So like you have to set up like trading routes and stuff with your ships to get stuff back and forth to like make cell phones and stuff. I don't know. It's pretty. I have so much stuff going on right now. I have 10 hours into one like sandbox map thing, and it's starting to get hectic. And like I'm like jacking up taxes, and people are like, "We're gonna fucking leave," and I'm like, oh, "Okay, I'll tone down the taxes for a while. I'm really poor. Help me." And then I just cry.
I'm just doing straight manufacturing. That's all I'm doing in that game. Is here's 19 tea plantations and 14 smelting plants. That's all that my people
smelt this tea.
Yeah, slaves on your plantations, Hex.
That's my entire population is slaves. It's just slave plantations for days.
Yeah.
That's how I do. Yeah.
I also played something today, which is pretty awesome. I remember on a podcast a long time ago, I talked about how much I loved and kind of hated Command & Conquer Renegade. Okay. So apparently it was brought to my attention that there was a small indie team that made a game called Renegade X, which is basically just Unreal 3 Command & Conquer Renegade. It's it's a small single player thing right now, and they're like putting together multiplayer, and it's awesome. So that's about it.
I thought it was cool. That
yeah, awesome. You can download it for free. So it's called Renegade X, and it's
wow. Did Nick Fenton just come with something actually helpful to the podcast? I'm about to fall out of my chair here.
Oh my
this
god!
Is incredible. I think this is the first. Can someone
write
this
down?
Scott
come to the podcast with 10-month-old memes? Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, I love memes. Memes are my favorite.
Memes are great, dude. All right, well, that's cool. Have you? Oh, this is kind of off topic, but real quick. Have you guys played Tropico at all? I've never tried it, but
Tropico 4. I played the tutorial. Today.
I will. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I.
How
I
much like SimCity?
Well.
Like, is it more of a? Is it like Civ and SimCity combined, or is it like?
It's like SimCity with politics.
There's no army per se.
Yeah.
You can send to. There's no RTS part of it.
Okay.
It's all sim, but there's like a bunch of politics involved.
Yeah.
And I played it today on stream, and I played through the tutorial last night because there was a lot going on. It's in the tutorial. It makes it feel more complicated than it actually is, but it's like you have to keep your people happy. But in a way where you're a dictator.
It's Cuba.
So you're
the game.
Already. Yeah, it's Cuba the game, essentially.
Okay.
And you also have to keep, like, you know, relations with the US and the USSR good, or else they'll blow you up.
Yeah, it's Cuba
like,
the game.
So it's like real life.
Yeah. And you have to, you have to, like, keep your, you know, enough food. You have to feed your population, which you don't have to do, obviously, in SimCity.
Fucking job to feed themselves.
Well, you got to make farms, and you got to do all this kind of stuff, and then you also have to hide like bad housing eventually, so you can get tourists, because no tourists want to see like shacks
so
and
funny.
Shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Presidente, so, yes.
Why can't you just 3D print some food?
Yeah, 3D print.
I like on one hand, people are like, "Wow, the situation in Cuba is terrible," and then we make games that and we want to simulate and live what it's like to be a cruel dictator.
You can choose. To play as Fidel Castro in the game.
Wow.
Which doesn't make a whole
like
lot of
an
sense.
Awesome time.
Because it's not Cuba, but it's supposed
it's
to
tropical,
it's supposed to be like
not Cuba.
Yeah, it's basically,
so it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it, I mean it, like
it's fucking Cuba, dude.
Yeah, it's right. Basically Cuba.
So
all right. Well, I didn't even realize you streamed that, but okay, cool. Well, check it out.
You would have been asleep, I hope.
Yeah, probably.
Happened. It was like 7 a.m. your time.
Okay. Rick, what have you been up to this week as far as gaming?
I have also been playing SimCity.
Nice.
And that's been a hot and cold, like everyone else has said. It sounds like we're going to be talking about that more later, so I won't go into my
love. You were pretty mad at SimCity.
Like, I waited the 4 days when everything was on fire thinking it would be better, and for the most part it was, but then it just left me with the other issues that running into with the game. Like, I've hit ceilings on two of my cities where the pathfinding, it's just the whole city's in gridlock, and it just basically shuts down.
Yep.
So, I'm just going to hold off for a while. I started replaying Bioshock 1 again since Infinite comes out next week.
Nice.
And then on my commute, because I have a really long commute, I've been playing Fire Emblem on the DS. Oh, shit.
In your car? No.
No,
Fire Emblem.
Public transit. Oh, thank God.
I have this image of you on the highway at 75 playing your
Yeah, I have a long commute, so I just play video games while I drive.
I have played uphill racing on Android in traffic in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh traffic is horrible.
Wow. I hope they bust you. That's very dangerous. You could kill a child.
I hope to kill a child.
See,
that's one less person that gets to learn to drive someday and fuck up the roads.
Pittsburgh had bad traffic. I used to think that was bad traffic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's totally not.
That is fantastic traffic. That is the best traffic. I would love to have Pittsburgh Parkway traffic and rush hour every day.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
That would be fantastic. Come to San Francisco.
No.
Come to LA.
Down to Hex.
Actually,
wow, that's great, dude.
Look at this. Nanners and a dude from Machinima, Luke, were in town like two or three weeks ago, and they both said that this is so much worse than anything I've ever experienced in LA.
Oh, God. That's
kind of crazy.
But the thing about San Francisco in comparison to LA is, like, LA is only during rush hour, like and it's every day. Like, San Francisco doesn't have it every day, so it's not so bad.
No, Rick, you could totally. We are a PC gaming podcast, but it doesn't matter. You're playing Fire Emblem on DS. Yeah, that's cool.
We're not going to rip you off.
Really cool. Mobile platforms are great.
I spent 25 hours in that game in the last week and a half. So
is Fire Emblem like a? Is it a roguelike? Or is it like?
It's kind of.
It's like XCOM kind of deal.
It's like Final Fantasy Tactics with permadeath.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. Because I heard Giant Bomb talking about that game a lot.
Yeah, Fire Emblem's actually a pretty decent game.
Yes.
So
that was Ant Wars.
Awkward silence ever.
it's a game.
Is
it an esports title? Will this be an MLG at some point?
Hey guys, this is a podcast.
So we do have Rick on here, who now works for Turn 10, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Turn 10 Studios, makers of one of my favorite.
Ironically, games, the actually. Only credentials for Nick Fenton to date a woman is when she turns 10. So, anyway.
So, yeah. That's...
Switches over.
Wow.
Sorry.
Nick Fenton did send me 4s of 4 in the mail. This is on topic. So, there you go.
It doesn't have anything to do with Rick, so.
Yeah, I know. It has nothing to do with Rick's tenure at Turn 10, but.
Rick was secretly working on Forza 4 while he was working at Zombie. That's like a good job.
But, no, I had a few questions, because we get a lot of questions from people on our forums and also in chats and in the Twitter questions a lot. How do I get into this gaming thing?
Okay.
How do I get into developing? So how did you kind of get started? Because you're still a young dude. So
a bit sprightly.
Yes.
Honestly, it was dumb luck. I moved out here, out to Seattle, with my girlfriend literally 2 days after graduation. It was probably one of the dumbest things I've ever done, because I think we moved out here into like a high-rise apartment in the middle of downtown, and all we had between the two of us was a $10 an hour internship.
Wow.
So that could have ended really poorly, but yeah, it was. I did like a 2-week stint doing QA on Fable 3 as soon as I got out here, and then I just got lucky. I just right place, right time.
What did you major in college?
Telecommunications, information studies, and media.
So did you just like dick around in Unreal 3 or to get started? Or
so I like before during school, I worked in Unity a lot, and Unity was really blowing up at the time. And that's what got me my first job, is like, hey, we need somebody who knows Unity in and out to do level and encounter design for this kid's MMO. And so that's basically what got me the job. And then from there, basically once you kind of learn an editor, regardless of what one it is, you can pick up other ones pretty quickly. So Unreal wasn't that hard to pick up after that. But yeah, if people want to get into games, just go download Unreal and start dicking around with it. It depends on what you want to do. It's so powerful, and it's the best way to get. I won't say it's the best, but it's a great way to get your foot in the door. Just taking the initiative on your own to make a mod, make a map, do anything like that. So
yeah, that's the only editor I've ever been able to be like, yeah, I can make stuff in this. I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to see Rick play spawns and troubleshoot some stuff.
You saw Rick play spawns in real time.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was pretty fucking cool, actually. Yeah. I got to see them, like, we got to play test the maps that came out like a few months later. I got to play test, what was it? The alley map.
Yeah, I forget the exact name of the map.
Yeah. And the disease one. I forget what that one's even called as well. But the two that came out recently. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool to watch you do that. So there you go, guys. Stick around in an engine. That's all you need to do.
Stick around in an engine.
Yeah, make stuff.
Just put your dick in an engine and then. Wait, I think I got that wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's probably not right.
Steam Workshop is probably one of the best things to happen to people who do want to do that. Because if you want to mod, you might as well start doing that first. Go with modding.
Yep.
And move on from there.
So you go. You just need to make hats for Dota 2, and then you'll make bank.
Yeah, you will. No, you actually will.
If it's going to be anything like TF2, which it will probably be bigger, it's going to be ridiculous.
Those people that make hats will probably make more than I'll ever make my life in 1 year.
So, you're at turn 10 now. Obviously, the makers of Forza. Can you talk about anything you're working on?
I cannot talk about anything that I'm working on.
Okay, that's right. I didn't think you could.
Forza 5 confirmed. You hear
it? It has four wheels and it goes vroom.
Forza 5 confirmed by Rick Leslie from Turn 10.
At all? Sorry, guys.
No, that's totally fine. I figured that.
Also, Forza coming to PC confirmed.
Let's get these articles pumping out. Let's get the
Halo 3 PC. It's coming.
Confirmed. Confirm everything.
Oh, God. I'm going to go into work on Monday and my key card's not going to work.
This just in. Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out this summer.
PC exclusive, Kingdom Hearts 3.
PC only, yeah.
Rick Leslie confirmed. Half-Life 3 confirmed. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
So, there you go, guys.
It was fired as soon as this podcast ended.
So we do occasionally talk about things we've been watching, although now that we're between Sherlock seasons, we've just been sitting on
It's me rewatching the last 15 minutes of the last episode of Series 2 and just crying.
Trying to figure it out, just why.
And I know you watch a good amount of shows. You also read these book items, which I don't even know what those are, but
they're like the internet, but they don't update.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, I know.
Shit. That's the best description of a book ever.
It's like the internet.
It's like the internet, but there's never any updates. Like, you get a little bit of internet, and then once it's done, fucking throw it away. It's worthless.
Rick did recommend Snow Crash to me, and that book's really good.
Right?
I read it on the way to Seattle. Yeah. I have a feeling that BLR Katana has something to do with Snow Crash. But so what, you watching any cool shows right now? I know you watch a good chunk of stuff.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you were going through everyone.
Oh, good. Yeah. Since John has dropped, we got to get him back at some point.
I'm going through Justified right now.
Oh, I just downloaded that. I heard it's awesome.
It is really good.
Is that the... Oh, God, I swear I saw commercials like for that show.
He's like a U.S. Marshal, right?
Yeah.
It's like Walker, Texas Ranger, but without Chuck Norris and with more swearing.
Well, then fuck this show. What Chuck Norris trying to do here? God.
And then Walking Dead, obviously, even though this second half of the season has been kind of mediocre.
Game's better.
Yeah. Yes, the game is much better. And I don't know. I watch a lot of TV. An unhealthy amount of TV, so.
So, anyone else watch anything?
Homeland.
Homeland. Yes. My wife watched that whole show in two nights or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, excellent. That and what else are we watching right now? We still watch Bob's Burgers, which is hilarious.
Dude, I love Family Guy.
Dude, it's not even the same person.
Welcome. I thought it was.
No, it's not. It's not Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Just get out. You're fired. No more podcast for you. No. No.
Is it on Fox?
Yes, but it's not Seth
MacFarlane. It sucks.
Welcome to Good Burger.
Bob's Burger is not bad. Burger.
Can no, Bob's Burger is funny.
Archer is fucking sweet,
Archer,
though.
Yeah. I'm watching Archer right now, and I actually still fucking watch Restaurant Impossible every week.
It's a good fucking nice. Show. I watch that shit. I watch everything on the Food Network.
Yeah, I will watch. I watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Follow Friday, Guy Fieri.
Nick Fenton loves Guy Fieri.
Every week.
All I'm saying is No Reservations is the best show on that fucking channel.
No Reservations is great.
Bourdain
that's on Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Guy
yeah.
Fieri is the best.
Though that was the best show that's ever. Like that. Bourdain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bourdain is probably Bourdain's my favorite awesome. Person in the world. He's up there.
Guy Fieri and his goddamn frosted tips. That's
yeah, frosted tips are amazing.
Archer, what do you have to watch that from the beginning, or is it one of those shows that you can just drop
it doesn't
drop
matter.
Out?
I mean, like,
there are some running jokes that, like,
yeah. There is some running jokes, yeah.
Okay.
But overall, you can just cut it up.
But, like, honestly, it's one of those shows that's not, it's like 13 episodes a season, and they're all half an hour, and if you, like, you could watch it a day. It's not a.
Like, every episode moves, like, really fast, and, like.
Okay.
And they're all just the constant nonstop jokes. Like, it's not like there's a really long overarching. You could just watch like half of every season and get every joke that's happening.
I started watching Trailer Park Boys again from the beginning. You guys have never seen Trailer Park Boys.
I have not.
Seriously. The whole thing is on Netflix and all the movies are also on Netflix.
It's a Canadian
mockumentary of these dudes who live in the trailer park. It's amazing. And there's John's chest.
Yeah.
It's a nice chest.
Making gains. Look at them pecs.
So, yes, TPB is the best. Thank you, chat. But John is back, so I'm going to move on to what I've been playing this week, which was SimCity for a solid amount. And I think I'm about 20 hours into that game. But I don't know, man. I hit a wall, like Rick said. I hit a wall in so many cities where I just couldn't do anything past that I basically quit playing. Like, midstream with Chaz on Thursday, I was like, yep, I'm done.
Did you uninstall the game yet?
I have.
I didn't uninstall the game yet. I just went and got Tropico 4 and also started Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect will fix the problems for you.
Yes. Mass Effect.
Yeah, I started Mass Effect 1 about an hour and a half into it, so I'm not very far, but it has grabbed me for sure. The combat's a little annoying.
Wait till you get to 2, then it's amazing. Then it's like sex in a video game.
Mass Effect 3's visuals are fucking phenomenal.
Like, yeah, the game looks slight, like Mass Effect 1 looks slightly dated,
yeah.
But not
that game came
like,
out
super
in like,
dated.
What? Like
06? Yeah, 07?
It was 07 because I played it in my first apartment the year I got married. Because I remember bringing it home, and I was like, yeah, fucking Mass Effect, space opera RPG. Opened it up, popped into my Xbox, because I didn't have a PC that could play it. Turned on the Xbox, it played the opening scene, and then immediately red-ringed. And I could not play it. Like, immediately. Like, it was like, Mass Effect.
That's accurate.
Just glorious, and then boom, red-ring, and I shipped my Xbox off for a month and couldn't play it, and then...
Well, I could see how Mass Effect 1 would have taken a hell of a PC at the time. Definitely. You would have had to have pretty legit system.
Yeah, I did not.
The best part about Mass Effect 1 are the Mako sections of that game, which is the big ATB.
I made a blonde-haired Asian man with a beard. I don't know how it ended up that way, but that is what my shepherd looks like.
I always just play with the default shepherd. Like,
that's what I did.
Me too.
I feel like you have
to. I should have been default shepherd.
We're really boring.
You're actually never going to see the person, so.
That's true. You got a point there, except in cutscenes, which are plentiful. But
what? I get to see your face a lot in Mass Effect.
Yeah,
you're not going to see like the hair and shit.
What? Yeah, you do?
Yeah, you constantly.
It's third person.
Really?
Yeah, it's a third person game.
I know,
but it's like sort of
the back of their head for like 30 hours each game.
Can you have a fucking helmet on?
Well, I mean, you can.
Turn the helmet off.
Some sections.
I had a helmet on. I don't remember seeing my hair. Maybe I just had like normal hair. It's been like 4 years.
You can hide the helmet.
You can't hide the helmet.
Well, that
was my WoW MO, was always to hide the helmet. But SimCity, guys, so we were talking this week, Chez and various other Katie Mod people, about SimCity, and we basically had said that we like the game. Like you said, Scott, I actually like the game.
Yeah.
But it's not the SimCity that I was hoping they would be making.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And because the whole point of SimCity is like, look at this massive metropolis I have crafted.
Exactly.
That has like every aspect, a real city. Okay. And this starts our news section, I guess you could say, but it's more of a discussion.
Money. What's happening?
Well, we could in a second here, but, so we're going to talk about, how to make a reboot correctly of a game here.
Don't do what Maxis did.
So we're going to talk about that here. After a 60-second commercial break, as Scott so definitely reminded me, and we will be right back.
I'm such a scumbag. Everyone's like, "Oh, great, they run an ad." I had to remind everyone.
That was pretty scummy.
Oh well.
Oh yeah, Dirk Deadeye, Lucy Bradshaw calling me out.
Yeah. Lucy Bradshaw, I think, may be actually insane. Like, should seek.
Yeah, I don't know that she's
psychiatric attention because she has said so many schizophrenic things in the last week. There are six people inside her head, and each one of them has a different opinion on what SimCity is, and they all have gotten airtime.
You know those clips from like horror movies when the person's head just goes really fast, you know?
Yeah.
Like, back and forth. That's Lucy Bradshaw.
Yeah, she's gone insane this week.
So, oh, Rick Leslie saying F you because he is in some ads right now. Thank you for supporting the streamer.
Oh, man. Make sure you click on them as well, Rick. Thank you. Every guest is required.
Sign up for any offers that they
sign
give
up,
you.
Yep.
I do give it a great. Here's a shitload of money, Lucy. It's all your fault. Yay.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
So, what got me thinking about this was, obviously, SimCity rebooted, and in the same week, we got a Tomb Raider reboot.
Yeah.
Which
one
by
of
all
these
accounts
things is not like the other.
And then while we were in stream this week playing, we played some SimCity with viewers. We made a new plot. People were like, Dan, you should check out Age of Empires 2 HD, like this remake that's coming out in April. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've never even played Age of Empires.
What?
So basically, I'm like, no, I've never played Age of Empires.
That's like still the most popular game in Vietnam. Like, there's a huge competitive scene for it.
It's so good. Like, it's so good. I can't wait for the HD remake of this game.
So I asked, basically, you know, what is the HD remake? Is this going to be one of those things like Tony Hawk, where they just make a shit port and make it in HD? Like, that's it? You don't do anything to the game? But basically, what it sounds like from people is that Age of Empires 2 HD is basically Age of Empires, Visual Engine rebuilt, and then you get Steam Workshop support. Yep. As well.
So all the mods that people have been doing for a million years for that game, they're coming.
It's awesome.
What they basically said when they made this HD remake is, this game was really good anyway. We don't need to mess with what was good, you know, 8-10 years ago. And it got me thinking, like, so SimCity went and completely changed how the game is played with this game. In that, when I played SimCity 2000, I would have taken an entire region and made that my city. And you could have everything. Because in a real city, you know, L.A., Pittsburgh, whatever, you know, it's not like L.A. just has, like, industry and that's it.
Yeah, it's mostly you know homeless people, so.
Yeah. Mostly.
That's like, that's
so in that way,
city after he raised taxes.
Mostly gridlock and homeless people. Exactly. So in that way, this SimCity is very realistic. But, like, you know, L.A. has sports teams. L.A. has some industry. It has some tech. It has some entertainment. It has, you know, but in SimCity, you have this region, and you can really only focus on one thing.
Yeah.
You can't, and that is why I've come to the conclusion that I'll probably still play this game, but it's, like, just to try different types of cities. But it's not the SimCity that I wanted it to be. It isn't the experience that I was thought I was going to have. It's not the SimCity we deserve.
Have you expanded to other cities in your region?
I've done two cities, yeah, but it's, I mean, yeah, and yes, you can share some services.
It's bullshit. It's total bullshit. Listen, like, the fact that you have to share, like, it totally takes, it took me out of, I started building another city, too, to be a companion city to deal with some of the issues I was having in my other city. And it totally takes you out of it. Like, the fact you have to change regions every time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Go over. And I get that, I don't know, they had, what was the reason for that? Like, technical issues because of all the engines, like, processing so much shit in real time that they couldn't make the...
Supposedly, they're going to get bigger, yeah. Supposedly.
But, like, yeah, it does.
For only $18.99 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I agree, though. I think it's not an ideal way to do it. It doesn't feel, like you said, the SimCity of old at all.
Go ahead.
There's things that this one does well, but the other one, you know, like you talked about, who said the sound design?
Visually, it's great, too.
And visually, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Sound design is really satisfying, and like, there is a lot of good things about it, but at the end of the day, like, we're all talking about how we hit this glass ceiling where we can't, there's nothing you can really do with your city after a certain point unless, you know, like, unless you do what I did and fucking tax everyone 20% and rebuild it. So it's, I don't know. I think it's just really, it's a missed opportunity for remake.
Rick said this on Twitter. Yeah. he was basically like, if you grow too fast, your city just crumbles.
Yep. That's exactly
under
right.
The weight of its own infrastructure. Yeah. And it's just like, if this was old SimCity, you could just play and make the city bigger. Oh, I need more of this. I will just put more of it here as a real city would.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah, like, there was I accidentally let one city, like, I went down and, like, made dinner and watched TV and came out, and I was like, oh, I left it on, like, cheetah mode for 2 hours, and I had, like, 110,000 people, and it was just kind of a mess, but I realized I literally couldn't do anything else unless I wanted to, like, start tearing down sections of my city to actually support it, and that just didn't sound fun to me at the time, so...
Yeah, well, it's not fun when you get to that point and you're like, oh, I need more sewer, and then you can't even get any more of it from someone else, and there's nothing you can do. The water is the most annoying thing. The water runs out so
that's true.
Fast.
Well, and the thing is, like Scott had mentioned, that EA said a lot of things about this game that are required. Like, oh, you know, there's so much going on for processing how your city functions that, you know, we have to do it this way. Like, this is the only way it would work. And within, like, a week of the game being live, some guy was like, yeah, here's a JavaScript patch that says bullshit. Like,
yeah.
My computer runs an entire region by itself offline with absolutely no load. So, I mean, if you wanted to do it this way, I would be totally fine with it. If you would just tell me, like, hey, we don't think that you should be allowed to play offline. Like, we just think, you know, we can lie to you and take your money and you'll do it because whatever. And that's honestly one of the most disappointing games that I have played. Like, when we do the KGAs this year, most disappointing game, SimCity.
Yeah.
Hands down. But, like, that is already my vote.
So as far as remakes, though, so we've seen that, like, for me anyway, for me personally, like, I like SimCity, but it's not the game I wanted it to be.
Right.
And but then you see a game like Tomb Raider come out in the same week.
You weren't even thinking about it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that game because the old Tomb Raiders, it was like kind of platformy with this giant titted woman. Like, it was essentially
Tomb Raiders weren't that great.
No.
Yeah, they weren't.
No, and they weren't.
They weren't horrible, but they weren't great.
Yeah,
to me, you can do. But all reviews of this game, including from AJ. Community member AJ likes gaming, and Hex has loved the game so far. He's played a bit.
And
yeah,
Dan
I played
knows,
it.
Like, Dan, when that game was coming out, Dan was like, this game looks really good, and it looks like it's getting some good hype. And I was like, I could give two shits about fucking Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Those games are terrible. There's no way it's going to be good. To hell with it. And it came out, and I was like, all right, well, everyone's saying it's good. I'll try it, I guess. And we played an extra hour on my stream the first week it came out because I was like, this game is amazing. Like, it's basically if you took Far Cry and were like, what if I gave you a third-person perspective and a bow and arrow
Go.
How is it like Far Cry at all?
I don't understand. Because it's a giant jungle island to like, run around in and shoot things?
No.
It's more Uncharted.
No.
That's fair. I can see that. More Uncharted.
But the point I'm trying to make here is they went out and took the Tomb Raider IP and made it. They rebooted it. And this is essentially a reimagining of the whole Lara Croft story.
Yeah.
But they made her into this. Well, they tried. From what I've heard, it actually doesn't succeed at doing this too well. But made her into this vulnerable girl who is like put in this horrible situation. She's like not prepared for this at all. Whereas in the old game, she was basically a superwoman,
yeah,
adventuring. It could, you know, badass. Yeah. And so they went and they took an IP that already existed and people are familiar with, and they did a reboot correctly. So to me, there's like two or three ways you can do a reboot, and that is. But you never need to touch the original too much, I guess. And if you do, you need to take it somewhere interesting. And I think SimCity just, I mean, it isn't the game we wanted it to be. And they took this formula and they were like, let's make it an MMO instead. When really, all that people wanted from a SimCity was just SimCity.
To build a city.
Right.
Yeah, I want to build a city. That's what I want to do. And when they, I remember us talking about this months ago on the cast for SimCity. Did, you know, when they were talking about region play, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have like this whole plot of land I can use, like the size of one of the current regions. And then my region will be next to your region, you know, but we won't be able to like see them, if that makes any sense. It's not like the map is now,
right?
But like a whole map now would have been my city, and you also got a whole map, and then that was our, we could choose to be in like a party in multiplayer.
Yeah, like if,
that's how I thought it was gonna
if
work.
If the maps were the size of like a region now, it would be great. Yeah,
that'd be epic.
How has anyone actually joined like a random public region? Everyone that I've joined or have even had access to has been full.
Yeah, I haven't joined a public one. We created one with viewers, and we created a AB mod contributor one, but okay. That's it.
And nobody's ever joined mine. Mine are all public, but nobody's ever joined them. I don't know where these like open regions are going, but I haven't seen any of them.
It's not a game that you want to play with somebody you don't know.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
At all.
You could troll so hard,
yeah,
too.
It's just not something that you'd want to play. Like, you don't want to play
using
an
my
FPS
garbage?
With somebody you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Like, Case in point, when I did my whole money scheme to get $600,000, people were leaving my city en masse, but Sark has a plot of land in my region and was trying to build his epic city in my region, and all of my homeless people migrated to his city and started committing crimes and shit. And yep. he was so upset because, you know, he had to deal with that while he was trying to build this, you know.
That's what you get for making your city look appealing.
That's right.
And you can, but you can troll in that like so bad,
exactly.
And there's nothing to stop it. Like, you could be like, oh, this guy is using some of my garbage space. Well, time to just bulldoze my garbage.
Exactly. Let's
like, I'm an asshole. Here we go. Like,
yeah, I had a serial killer in one of my big cities. Like, it's like there's a serial killer on the loose. And so I go start a new city. And
how many people did he kill?
I don't remember it because I haven't caught him yet. But we're sitting there. And I'm like,
he's still going.
Yeah.
He's still going.
I start a new city, so there's no like police. There's no fire trucks. And there's like people moving in. All of a sudden, the serial killer enters the city and just starts killing people. I'm like, oh, what the hell am I going to do? Like, come on.
Yeah. So you see a game like SimCity completely change the formula that made it correct. Whereas Tomb Raider, it stays an adventure game, but you rebooted the character completely.
Yeah.
But it works that way. That works.
It's such a fine line, too. I don't think the fact that, like, I agree with what you're saying. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can do a reboot that strays from the original if, like you said, the new idea or the new direction is innovative enough and keeps at least the spirit of the original, and you can see where they went with it. Like with SimCity, I think they were like you said, it's disappointing, but obviously the tech behind it and everything is super impressive, and there are moments in SimCity that you're like, if this was a little bit more like the original, this game would be fucking incredible.
It's like halfway there. It's like so close.
And another game that got me thinking about this, because we've talked about this before, John and I especially, if Splash Damage were to reboot E.T., literally all they would have to do is what Age of Empires 2 did.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're gonna reboot enemy territory, make it with HD textures or just HD resolutions available, and make like the server browser a thing that works, because it was pretty broken in the old game. Mm-hmm. But that's all you have to do. Don't touch that game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, have some restraint. And while I was playing Brink at the charity stream when we hit, but while I was playing it, I was playing the medic class, and the medic class honestly plays a lot like the ET medic class. Like, it borrows a lot from how that class worked. And as I was playing it, I wasn't even like, it was fun, you know, it was funny because we were playing on the charity stream. But in my head, I was like, a few tweaks and they could have just, you know, they could have made this enemy territory if they had just done this right and this right. And
they
made
would
some
have
maps
had to redo all the maps. Cause,
no, yeah, I know. That would but what I'm saying is, like, you didn't have to do this. Like, you didn't have to, basically. Not that Brink was supposed to be a remake of ET.
You cut me deep, but it's Splash like, Damage. You cut me deep.
You
when
could've.
You see the name Splash Damage, you want ET, is all it is.
Yeah.
So, Rick, if you know anybody Splash Damage, from... just let them know. HDET. That's...
Yeah, that's all we need, dude. I'll pay $60 for that.
Well, right, I would, too. Yeah, yeah, great game.
I mean, we should definitely get... I'd pay $200 for it. Don't
we should definitely get Rick's take on this, considering he is in the design and industry, at least.
So what do you think, yeah, Rick, if you're going to reboot the game?
Like,
are we on the right path here?
Reboot, like, a classic that everybody loved.
Right, like, I'm sure it's
like
dangerous.
System Shock 2.
Yeah, like Modern Warfare 3.
We remake System Shock 2.
Yeah, like Modern Warfare 3.
Let's reboot Modern Warfare 3. Just Modern Warfare 3. Not Call of Duty, just Modern Warfare 3.
Good.
I don't know, it's tough, because I picked up... the original Deus Ex, and there's a big HD texture pack, and it touches everything, but I guess it all depends on how much time has passed since the original one came out.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because, like, so if they re-released it with just, like, an HD texture pack, I don't know if that would be kind of enough for a repurchase. I feel like there has to be... I don't know if the systems would need to be touched, because obviously... A game like that, the systems were great from the get-go. I feel like it's more of just a character models, obviously textures, but kind of like what Black Mesa did.
Yes, yeah.
That's like when I picture a re-release, I picture something like Black Mesa almost. Mm. But in terms of a reboot, that's a tough call, because there's so many diehard fans who like. Fight for the original one that you may end up pissing off a lot more people than you actually want to. So that's a tough call.
I feel like, too, like part of it is just you're going to piss some people off no matter what. Because when we look at our older games and titles that we played when we were younger with, you know, such nostalgia that you know, no game, I mean, very rarely does a reboot ever live up to the original in anyone's mind. And it might not even be because the reboot is not as good. It may be better in a lot of ways, but we're you know, it's we're as humans, we can't,
it's not
like
the
it
same.
Was it was it's not the same. It was the best it was when it was, you know, it's just like the old timer syndrome. Like that's what happens. So I mean, I think any studio that does that is fighting an uphill battle already, which is why it's impressive when they do pull it off. And I don't think a lot of times we don't give that enough credit.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, we were talking about this at the LAN last weekend when we did the Super Mario 3 playthrough, and Dan specifically was like, why don't they just make games like this? And it's like, well, you know, they're still making the same damn Mario game, but we just, that's our epitome. Like, that's the best Mario game we've ever played. So,
yeah, like, what I was saying there is what I've mentioned in these other games as well. Like, it's like, oh, let's add this 3D element to Mario. Yeah. Like, not Mario 64. I'm talking about, like, the newer platform. It's like, I don't really care. Just give me Tanuki suits and fucking let me break blocks and shit. Like, I don't need to have all these extra Mario things. That works so well. We don't really need to evolve it anymore, I guess. Put new graphics on it, fine. Make it shiny and pretty, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, we all said, like, just give me HD Super Mario 3. That's... Just give me that. I'll buy that tomorrow.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I feel like in terms of being successful with that now, there's an uphill battle with, like, the new gamers, because obviously we've all kind of grown up on those games, but those, like, I'm picturing the 12 to, like, 17-year-olds now.
The Halo.
Might be kind of
the Halo
deterred.
Kids. The kids
be deterred
discovered
by the,
Halo.
Like, oh, it's, like, this seems really old school, and I don't like that, so... I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, like, Final Fantasy VII, I would seriously pay ungodly amounts of money for an HD remake, but, like, I don't want voice acting. I still want the same, like, crappy translation and everything. But, like, if you gave somebody, like, a fully realized RPG like that now, and it was just all text, people would be like, why isn't there any voice acting? Why is, you know, why is it like this? This doesn't seem very modern anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a good point.
So I have a final question to kind of wrap this up. We'll just go around the table here. Some of us may have already mentioned our answers. What game would you like to see rebooted and hopefully done in a correct manner?
Pokemon Snap.
I actually wouldn't disagree with that. Next,
I would love to see a Pokemon Snap like, on the Wii U. You could do that shit.
It would be great on the Wii U. Actually,
I don't even care. Like, I want it to be like on a platform that has like extremely good visuals. Like, I want them to bring the Pokemon universe like to real life, if that makes sense. Like, I want to see like high quality visuals with it, just to see how awesome it would be.
I mean, I said that's the one thing that would sell me Wii U.
Yes, develop like a DSLR fucking Wii U controller or something for it too. Like, it'd be that would be awesome. That would be incredible.
Yeah,
an online Pokemon game for the Wii U is the one thing that would sell me that game, that console. Okay. Like, I would buy it tomorrow.
As far as a game that just needs to be made, that's still Harry Potter MMO. You fucking lazy pieces of shit! Please.
That's fair. That's fair.
What about you, Scott?
I mean, I'm going to have to say this is just
a good Counter-Strike game.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
I thought you were going to say that.
No, I could say that. No, Jedi Power Battles. As much as I joke about how much that game was so fun, and I wouldn't take them to change anything. I would do the same visual HD remake thing. Don't touch the formula. Jedi Power Battles was perfect from the start. So everyone in the chat knows I was going to call that out.
I want Jedi Power Battles at Evo this year.
Oh, dude, it'll be so good. Make that happen. It'll be so great.
Jedi Power, not Masters of Terkasai, like.
Oh God, that game! What a. I rented that from Blockbuster for 4 weeks, man.
That's a good point. Time Splitters, right there.
Time Splitters. Well, that remake is being redone.
Yeah, got approved for the Cry 3 engine.
Crytek approved a Time Splitters remake.
I'm all about that. I can't wait.
Yes. House of the Dead
for PC. It is for PC as well. Oh, you know what? House of the Dead. That reminds me, because I always played that in the arcades. Fucking Ninja Turtles or X-Men arcade game remake.
Not bad. Yeah, that'd be good.
Just make a 4-player same screen co-op. That would be a fucking blast.
This,
they've made HD versions of.
Yeah, I love some of the chat ones are good here too. COD 2 HD. I would totally play the hell out of that.
This isn't a remake. This is what I've ranted about this before. But the fact that the hidden mod, you know, on the Source engine has not been fucking taken by a studio and don't change the formula. You know, you just
same.
I don't know how someone hasn't at least tried to make like a rival mod. Well, maybe they have, because like it blew up a few months ago, so I don't know why.
Like, to me, that's such that a simple formula that you could
I'm sure
not...
someone has tried to make a mod like it to get, like, attention or something, but it was probably not good.
Have you ever played that, Rick, or heard of it?
What one?
The Hidden? The Hidden.
No, I haven't. Is that the one where it's, like, four dudes running away and the one dude's invisible and trying to kill him?
Yeah, it's like Hunter Mode in Crisis 3, but way better.
I've seen videos of you guys playing it, but I haven't actually tried it.
That game.
I mean,
would
attest to how good that formula is that it was in the last release before they stopped working on it, is alpha. And we will spend multiple, like, so long to try to get in a server with everyone. Servers crash a lot. And, like, we still play it. You know what I mean? Like, will you go through all that stuff and play it? It's such a simple game. I don't know. I will kickstart. Someone make that. I will kickstart the shit out of it. We need to.
Make a $15 title, just the Hidden HD or something. Somebody do it. Yeah. It would be so good, because there's a lot of bugs, but it's so good anyway. All right, guys, we're going to be moving on. I think actually I'm going to kill this second topic here. And we're just going to go straight into PAX, because we have been on almost an hour already.
Before I just want to say X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
X-Men vs. TIE Fighter.
That's all I want.
I said E.T., and I think Rick, Final Fantasy VII would be probably his pick.
Final Fantasy VII or VI, that's a tough call. I don't know.
Leisure Suit Larry remake.
Didn't they do that, and it was terrible?
Yeah, there are new
I would
Leisure
like a remake of Star Wars Rogue Squadron.
Oh, good call. Ooh, Battlefront 2 from Respected, also good call.
What a game.
What was the command? Was it Commando? Star Wars Commando? Which one?
Yeah,
is?
The one.
One for 64.
No, the PC one, the Republic Commando.
Republic
the
Commando. That's
one.
The one. That's what I want. I want a sequel at least.
Yeah. I would take that. That's the N64 was the one I played the most.
There are so many good Star Wars games that have not gotten good treatment, like in terms of sequels.
Yeah.
I would actually like somebody to take the. Does anybody remember Galactic Battlegrounds, the first MMO Star Wars?
Oh. No,
it was basically RTS. Yeah, it was literally like the Age of Empires 2 engine.
It's
a Star Wars
game. The same. It's Ensemble, right?
Yep, it's Ensemble Studios. It's just take the new HD update of Age of Empires 2 and then skin it for Galactic Battlegrounds, and I'm in. I'm in for one.
So that was it on our talk. That was a good discussion of reboots and remakes there. But we're gonna move on here to. I know Rick and Scott are not going to PAX, but there's still probably news coming out of them that you would like to hear. So we're going to discuss here kind of what we're looking forward to most at PAX. And I guess I could start. There's two games in particular that I want to play before I leave. Rise of the Triad.
Yes.
The new one.
Rot,
the remake.
New Rot. Yeah, that's good.
And I don't think the line will be too bad for that. I hope not anyway. And Watch Dogs, which the line will be terrible for, but I really want to play Watch Dogs.
Good calls.
But Rise of the Triad, to me, God, see, that's a remake that looks like it's done right. It's being done by Apogee, too, so I'm totally, totally down with that.
Blizzard's new game is all I care about. If I don't know if it's Blizzard All-Stars, like, because they're saying,
no announced title, that nothing that's been announced. Are you going to that panel?
They've never formally announced Blizzard All-Stars either.
It's true.
They've never formally announced
it. And they've never shown it.
People just know that it's a thing, but they've never formally announced the title.
What is it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be Dota.
Yeah.
It's Dota.
Dota.
Oh.
That's going to be, God, man, three of those on the market, that's going to be, whew. Three of those type of games.
I don't know. I feel like
three different audiences, though. Like, I'd probably play the Blizzard one just because, like, you know, to, like, play as Lich King, like, to play as the characters that I've loved for the last 7 years is cool, but I don't, Riot has nothing to worry about. They're, like, months ahead of years ahead of everybody in terms of, like, balance and building the community. They're fine.
So, what about you guys? Blizzard's huge, obviously.
Blizzard is a big one. I'm really hoping that Team Meat is making an appearance this year, although I don't think they are, because I'd like to see
with Mutastic or whatever it is.
Eugenics,
yeah. Man, it's Pokemon with cats.
Yeah, I'm all about that. I'm excited for that one. And
for those who don't know, Mugenics, there wasn't much info out, but it is essentially the best description of that game. I think you would agree, X. Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon with cats. Like, that's what it seems. And there's, like, I think the whole premise is, like, you're a crazy cat lady that's trying to catch them all, basically. Like,
oh,
you just good. You
yeah,
just want to get as many cats as possible.
I read an article about it, and I forget where. It's like, we wanted to make a game with cats. He's like, we had no idea what we were going to do. He's like, and we still have no idea what we're going to do, but it's going to be Pokemon with cats.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, that's all I want. I'm fine with it. I don't care.
That's why you love indie devs, because they don't even know what they're making until they make it.
That's the best thing about indie game. Like, for all the stuff that's happening in PC game, like, you have stuff like Crysis 3, which looks amazing, but the indie devs now are like, if you were an NES kid, like, there were games like Golgo 13, which were insane for then, or Burger Time, which should make hamburgers.
Burger Time!
Just go make hamburgers on the NES. Like, that's indie games, and that's
I remember Burger
so
Time.
Good. I love it.
I honestly don't even know what's going to be at PAX. I haven't looked. Like the big game for me this year is coming out next week. So I mean,
yeah, Respawn Entertainment shows up at PAX, isn't it?
Is Respawn showing at PAX, or is it GDC that they're showing at?
Is it E3?
Well, GDC they're announcing. Yeah. GDC they're announcing,
and they're making an E3 presence too.
They will have the game playable at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I hope it's good. Yeah, BF4.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing BF4. I got the endgame DLC for BF3, and it's actually really good. Still Battlefield 3.
The part
3,
that I'll probably end up liking the most at PAX will just be, like, random indie games that you just, like, walk around and look at them for
Curse
a while.
Curse of Nordic Cove beta, dude. Curse of Nordic Cove, get on me.
The indie mega booth looks good. I'm excited to see what's going on in that booth.
Yeah, Rick, will Turn 10 be there? Come on, dude.
I have no idea.
Wow, dude.
I've been here a week. I don't know what's happening. I don't even have a desk yet.
Sound like Brandon.
Yeah. Brandon was like, my desk is, like, tacked on to someone else's desk.
He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And we're like, yeah, neither do we. We'll figure that out after PAX. Just take the money.
Just take the money.
Does he just, like, sit at his desk and smear... does he, like, apply heat sinks and stuff? Like, he just, like...
With his set of...
Yeah.
No, he just sits there and writes articles for KVMod, apparently.
He hasn't done a damn thing.
Yeah, I saw him doing the PC build.
Yeah, he did do that. That's because I can't do anything anymore.
No, you just keep asking me to write things. Can you do this today? Can you do that tomorrow?
Yeah, I can't do anything. It's fucking the worst.
It's fine because I have nothing to do at work, so.
But there you go, guys. If you're going to be at PAX, we will be posting a post this week. We're going to have a meetup, I think, Friday.
I think we're going Saturday, I think.
Okay.
Probably Saturday, middle of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll try to come.
Yeah, it's totally fine. You guys are there with Twitch. So.
See, I think Saturday night we should use Chesna's MacBook and have a crazy-ass podcast Saturday night.
I think Saturday night we should use Chesna's credit card.
Be a party. Yeah, we should use Chesna's party.
Okay, that too. That's fine.
Yeah, because Chesna's going to be there. So.
Fight against lobster abuse. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's what we're looking forward to. PAX, RIP Scott Fisher, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. I'm bringing.
We will miss you, Scott.
I'm bringing him. We'll miss you. On my shirt,
dude. I wish I could go. Don't even get me started. I don't want to.
I know you'll. Yeah, I know you'll.
Don't even get me started. But yeah.
So moving on to a couple of quick hits in the news, and both are awesome though. Mm-hmm. Both are fucking sweet. Okay, so Payday 2, bros. Payday 2 is coming out, and it looks really good.
Yes. They're not even going to change the formula. This is how you make a new game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't change the formula. Just. Charge me.
Do these batshit insane heists, and then, but now we have talent trees, and they can actually like do stuff. There's four different classes. I mean, they're not even classes really, but
take a great game and make it in depth.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, they just made it more replayable because, frankly, after playing all the missions through once, and you know, doing it again with like some new people. That was essentially Payday. Like, unless you really wanted to level.
There are only a couple maps that really let you do things more than one way, for the most part.
Well, apparently there's a lot of ways to do it, but we're just
No, I mean, like, there are certain maps, like the bridge map, like, you can't really do that a whole lot of different ways.
So, but Payday was really good, the first one. This one, basically, they are just going to be improving on it. You can be like a mastermind, and you can turn cops to your side or hostages to your side. Cool. You can be like a tech expert, and you can like jam cameras or hack faster into security systems, that kind of thing. So it's a lot more in depth. I think in the other one, you could just like change your accessory and then your guns. Like that was it, and you essentially leveled up. You could make a different class, kind of, but it wasn't in depth, but. No release date yet on it, but 2013, we know it's coming out in 2013. It'll be like $20-$30 probably. The first one was only 30 at release, I think. Mm-hmm. So
is this getting released on PlayStation again?
I don't know. I know it's coming out for PC.
I hope it's just PC and it doesn't get the treatment that it got because it.
So, but basically they said they promised that the missions wouldn't, and I put this in the article I wrote about it, but that the missions will not just devolve into you fighting a million enemies each time, because that was essentially every mission was like, can I outlast this last rush of guys? So they're changing that formula to try to make it more in-depth, more paths to go on. So, Payday 2, keep your eyes on that one. And then, of course, Saints Row 4, which Nick Fenton was critical of, I believe.
I wasn't critical. I just made an observation. I make a single tweet and I'm already hating on a game.
What was the tweet? What did the tweet say?
I said,
pretty
Saints Row 3 looks like DLC, a big DLC add-on. Or Saints Row 4 looks like a big DLC add-on for Saints Row 3. And apparently it basically is.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be the Enter the Dominatrix DLC for Saints Row 3, and then they were like, well, it just seems there's like so that. Much going on in this, we're just going to expand it into another game. Like,
or yeah, they just got messed up.
But I heard the DLC for Saints Row was fucking dope. It was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
So what's wrong with...
Well,
If they add enough, DLC. I guess, is the key.
I doubt it's just the DLC. That's probably like a good portion of it, but I'm sure they added a lot more to it. Those games
I'm guessing it was
huge.
A DLC that they were like, we can't cut this or this or this to make this know, $15 pack. Let's keep that shit in.
Or this was just something with their whole THQ business, and they got messed up.
Well, no, they're out of that.
Well, now, but then they weren't.
Yeah, they were thrown into it.
THQ property, right.
I suppose. But, I don't know. I think it looks just batshit insane enough to work.
I do.
Like,
if it ends up being basically just like Saints Row 3 with like different guns and stuff, I'm probably not going to buy it if it's $60. Like, I don't know.
I don't know that it will be.
If it's like a $40 game at launch, I'll definitely buy it. But
I mean, knowing the superpower stuff they're talking about looks really cool.
Yeah.
Like, then we can do a playthrough. So. That'll be fine.
Oh yeah!
It looks like they took some of the DNA from Infamous and threw it into there, like or Crackdown or something. It had a lot of Crackdown vibes.
Right? Yeah, and that's all I basically want is like a new Crackdown game that doesn't suck. Like Crackdown 2 was terrible.
What?
Crackdown 2 was terrible. If you played the first one, no, it was fun. If you never played Crackdown 1, if you played Crackdown 1, it was Crackdown 1 again.
Mm. Yeah, and Crackdown 1 was fun.
Yeah, I played that game once. I didn't need to play it a second fucking time with no changes at all. That's great. You don't know anything about games. Shut up, Nick.
Actually, good suggestion for Saints Row 4. Four-player co-op would be fucking...
Yeah, that would be good.
Play Binding of Isaac. Let's play a good game, guys. Let's all
go play Dota. Shut the hell up.
Binding of Isaac Rebirth, two-player co-op. Oh, my God.
Binding of Isaac in 3D.
On TF2?
I don't want that.
It's a TF2 mod.
It is a TF2 mod, that's correct. So yeah, that's our little news pieces. And we're going to take a quick 90-second commercial break, bros. And then we will be right back with your Twitter questions.
Fuck you, Hex. God.
Fuck you, Nick.
Wow, strong feelings on Crackdown.
Crackdown 1 was a game. Crackdown 2 was a shit game.
Hey, you know what Crackdown 2 had? It had a car that jumped in the air and had sticky wheels that could let you drive up the side of a building.
Yeah, you know what else had that? The DLC for Crackdown 1.
Yeah.
You fucking pleb.
Wow, dude. Oh,
if you play Crackdown 1, you're an idiot. Everybody bought that game for the Halo 3 beta. Let's be honest.
No one bought that game for the Halo 3 beta.
Really?
Fucking games, you
Everybody
fucking
bought really? That game for Halo 3. I bought it for Halo 3.
I bought it for Halo 3, but I ended up loving Crackdown anyway.
Yeah, because it's a good game.
Hex. I didn't even play it.
Yeah, Halo 3, good game. That's right. Great.
Halo 3 is better than
I love
than
console life. Shooters, dude.
Halo
I love
3
fucking,
was
I love
very good.
Console shooters. It's great.
I would trade your life for Halo 3 on PC. It doesn't
matter. I would trade your life for a fucking copy of goddamn NES Olympic Games with a fucking run pack. That's how useless you are when you think Halo 3 is a good fucking game. Get the hell out of
here. Wow, dude.
Halo
3 is a good
game. Hey, guys.
Halo 3 is a very good game.
Let's get Hex back on the train where Halo didn't do anything for console esports. Let's get...
Oh, console esports, yeah, those are relevant. Yeah, get wrecked, kid.
Yeah, man, Halo.
Wow, dude. Man.
It didn't do anything. It was
dude, the subscribers, man, they are. God. Wow.
Yeah, guys, Halo 2 didn't do anything for anyone.
Hex is super
it
mike.
Did so mike been a friend list Hex, on an Xbox.
Hex is just our gaming in a nutshell.
Oh shit!
Oh, that is a hateful thing to say, chat.
Oh my god, this brave little toaster comment. I love whoever just made a brave little toaster comment.
Hex equals brave as a little toaster. Is Hex mad? Is indeed a Twitter.
It is, yeah. Unless it got taken off the internet.
I should update it right now and say yes. That should be the tweet. Just yes.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
All right, first question from at Iferons.
I love Crackdown 2. It's great.
An avid viewer of KB Mod streams. If you could bang a superhero, one male and one female, who would they be and why?
Incredible Hulk, just because.
Like to say just, you fucked, that's true.
Yeah,
fuck
just
incredible.
Because I could say
I survived.
In his Hulk form, of course, not Bruce Banner.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair.
Or you or you fuck him and he turns into Bruce Banner because when you hit his prostate, it triggers the fucking the dealio.
It's all based on the pulse, man.
Jesus.
We need that pulse.
Bard's female super heroes.
I don't even.
Power Girl.
Rick's.
For the obvious reason.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'd go with Martian Manhunter and Mystique.
Oh, man.
Mystique's a good one.
Did you seriously say Mystique, Nick? She can turn herself into anybody. Think about it. You're done.
That's
what I'm saying. You're done.
I'm going to twist this a little bit, and I'm going to have to say Claire Bennett.
Oh, nice.
Rose, Hayden Panettiere.
I'm totally, yeah. Hayden, yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm in.
Gatman with Batman and Phoenix, both good choices.
I was going to say a fictional person, but now I'll take the real actress.
Phoenix is crazy, right?
Yeah, but that means she's crazy in other ways. Like, let's just throw it out there.
She's also, like, on fire, I think, right? Doesn't she, like, shoot fire out of her hands and, like...
I think only if she goes nuts. I don't remember. I didn't.
Well, yeah, but you'd be having sex with her.
Oh, well, Jesus.
Oh, that could go bad, man.
Really bad.
I still say Power Girl. I mean,
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man mentioned in chat. And
only Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man from Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man 3, and I'd fuck him to death, and then I'd.
Oh,
buddy. That's what I'd.
What about Topher Grace's Venom?
Oh,
that's
God,
not really a
yeah.
hero. That's a super villain.
No, you know, it's just fucking
guy with hair hex in a Wonder Woman costume. That's horrifying. That would be the worst night of your life. It would be the worst night of your life.
Halle Berry,
the Storm. Human Torch. Mm. Halle Berry Storm is not a bad.
That's
choice.
Halle Berry Catwoman.
I'm gonna go. All right, I'm gonna go with Patrick Stewart's Professor.
God
X.
Damn it! You just took mine, you motherfucker. Yeah,
Patrick Stewart's Professor X because Patrick Stewart, and then I'm gonna have to go with John on this one. Hayden Panettiere from Heroes.
Actually, I would take the Mystique from the new X-Men movie where
that's
Jennifer Lawrence. Because
oh
it's yep. Jennifer Lawrence. Yep. And
you know what I would do? I would take Jennifer Lawrence Mystique and make her transform herself into Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would do.
Nick thinking outside the box.
Jeez.
Rick Leslie abstaining. Because he is just horrified.
Yeah. I'm going to pass on this one.
PR Rick.
There's no right answer in this situation.
Wait.
So. No, there is. It's Jennifer Lawrence. Wait.
I have a question. Do the Powerpuff Girls qualify as super?
Oh,
God. God. Oh.
And Mojo Jojo is my male version. Is my male answer.
Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Dee Dee?
Oh
god!
Jim Carrey's the Riddler is your superhero answer, Hadouken? Oh god!
Jim Carrey's the Mask. there's always movies that like you forget existed and they're still in the back of your head, and then when you realize that they're actually a thing again, it's just
the
a
Mask was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was a
Mask 2.
It was terrible.
Anybody want to relive the Mask 2? Because I don't.
Wait, you think Mask 1 was terrible?
Yep.
You're fine. Crazy.
Those old Jim Carrey movies.
Liar, still a great movie.
Liar's great. I went on a random
Dumb and Dumber
that they named like the top 10 Jim Carrey movies, and they have like,
yeah.
a Mask in there and not Dumb and Dumber. Some
Dumb and Dumber was not on that list. What a tragedy.
Dumb and Dumber is like his best early film.
This is magnum opus, man. He'll never top that.
No, he will never. Him and Jeff Daniels
yeah.
or whatever.
As far
his name
as comedy
is.
Roles go, yeah, I still like his serious roles, like The Majestic and. The Truman
oh my
Show?
God, The Majestic was so boring, though. He was good in it.
Yeah, he was good in it, and it was slow, but
Eternal Sunshine?
Eternal Sunshine was excellent.
Love Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine's great, yeah.
Yeah, subpar movie.
Whoa.
Didn't do anything.
Just like Halo 3, subpar game.
I'm just kidding.
Little tidbit, I watched Jim, or,
I watched Jim Carrey?
No. Wow. I watched Jeff Daniels' Golf Clubs.
Oh.
So.
Nice. Wow,
there's that.
And now the guy's on the fucking Newsroom.
Yeah, he is a bit insane on Newsroom.
That show is excellent, though.
All right, this next question, I did not give it much thought yet, so I'm not sure what my answer is going to be. But at Anion, a purveyor of excellent questions usually, if leprechauns were real, how would you catch one using just your body, some peanut butter, and a double-ended dildo?
It would be really easy. You would just go to Dan's basement, you would slather your body in peanut butter, and you would wave the dildo at him, and he'd be like, "Oh!" He'd come right over, and he'd give you his gold, and you'd smack him with the dildo.
That's it?
Why Dan's basement?
Because Dan is the
Dan's
leprechaun.
Look at him.
Le joke went over your head.
Wow.
That just went right over my head.
I felt like this would be like a mouse, and you would slather the dildo in peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly.
And for some reason,
leprechauns like peanut butter. They want Lucky Charms.
That's true.
You're fucking
me. How do they feel about dildos?
The best would be, well, it has to be a gay leprechaun who likes to use peanut butter as lubricant. So
Aren't all leprechauns gay? They dress leprechauns dress pretty fabulous. So
that's true.
You know, no straight leprechaun gonna wear clogs like that.
You could see a leprechaun in West Hollywood and just think it's a normal day. It wouldn't.
Wait, can it be the leprechaun from Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun in the Hood, where he gets hot boxes the fridge? Because then you just lure him in with fresh weed, and then boom.
That movie is amazing, by the way. Amazing.
Hotbox the fridge, gets out, eats the pickles, and then kills that dude with his bong.
Double-sided dildos don't make you gay. That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point.
No, okay, fair enough.
You stole me, lucky dildo. Sean.
Oh, my God.
All right, so up next... This one's a really objective question. These are really, well, I think
these are all Leslie safe questions that he can answer. I like this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Really strong.
What's funny is Paul from Paul's Artwork, Paul from Newegg. He was like,
he wanted these.
Those.
Yeah,
oh really?
He was like, give me those questions. And then we didn't. We were like, we held back. So
why?
But I don't know. We just did. But SLFan68 asks, which game character has the best penis? And I think we've already mentioned this. Even though he's a superhero, it's got to be the Hulk.
Yeah,
man.
That's it.
We think.
It's not a superhero question.
Oh, wait. What
it's
about...
A game question.
Well,
he's in games.
Well, yeah, but why'd you say it was a superhero thing?
I didn't say what game character.
Any other game character, I guess. Oh, you know who it is? It's Dante from Devil May Cry.
Dude, Dante does have an excellent penis, which can be
with the
covered
pizza
up with pizza
or baseball bats. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Fox McCloud.
I'm going to go with Slippy. He probably has a great dick.
Do frogs have penises? I don't think they have
That was like the most assertive I've ever heard any male say that phrase. I bet he has a great dick.
That's awesome.
Like really, really calm, really confident.
Yeah. Well, I think so.
I just know that he has a great dick.
Oh, man.
Big Daddy for Bioshock.
Yeah. Oh, the Drildo strikes back.
Yeah. Oh man,
Mr. Fantastic guess he can grow for a long distance. Atada, yeah, that's a good answer.
Let me tell you this: it isn't Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII. It is not.
No,
Cloud
Tifa Strife. Has a bigger penis than he does.
Yeah, it's Cloud.
If I had to say, I would say Nefarian.
Nefarian, oh man, he does have a huge wang. His model is enormous.
Was it Garrett, the guy with the machine gun hand in Final Fantasy VII? I bet he's...
Yeah, he probably has a solid
huge dong. I bet it shoots exactly the same way his gun arm does, too.
Strapped Ganondorf? Stuff. Not a bad
Ganondorf,
call.
Ganondorf, maybe. Well, you know what? Maybe he's compensating. That's why he wants to take over Hyrule. Not so big.
Ganondorf's a pretty normal-sized individual, though.
Yeah.
The Pyro from TF2.
Oh.
Everybody still thinks Pyro's a chick.
I think that's accurate, man.
What? A Pyro's a dude.
Could no, a I think
that Meet the Pyro video reminded me. I'm going to watch that again. I only watched it like 20 times. But
soap.
So,
lemon and bacon soap. That's soap from Modern Warfare.
Soap. Probably.
Adam Jensen's augmented penis. He didn't ask for that.
But you're going to ask for it.
Yeah. So this next question comes from Orange Fanta Mimi. She emailed in, if you had to replace both thumbs with people, who would those people be?
What?
That's a really good question, but I don't think I could answer because that's something I'd really have to think about for an extended...
Because those things are going
to
be with you.
And they're talking
forever.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And how would that work, like, using your hand, like, when you have to, like...
Oh, Imperial Guard has the best answer, Christina Hendricks. There you go. Done.
Both thumbs.
Particularly
Christina.
The right thumb, that's all.
You would never get anything done.
Dude, jerking off people thumbs? That's fucking interesting. I don't even know. How does that work?
Christina Hendricks on the right, and, what's her name? The girl that's on Two Broke Chicks.
Oh.
Kat Denning.
What is
on the left. Yeah, there you
my
go.
Right,
I'm gonna go.
My right thumb would be Yao Ming, and my left thumb would be Vern Troyer.
Wow. Yao Ming?
So you want to one dude who's 7'6".
And one dude who's
6 giant thumbs, I guess.
It's a really, really long thumb.
Yeah. Well, I'm. So you're thinking these are just scale? I'm thinking that they're just the size of your normal thumbs, but.
Yeah.
I was thought the size of your normal thumb as well.
Yeah, because. And then, too, though, like, you wouldn't want two women, dude. Your whole. They'd just be bitching the entire time on your. Like, that's. You don't want that, Hex.
Dude, yeah, you don't you do that. Because rubber bands exist just right around the top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is a podcast where we respect women, Hex. Did you not get the memo?
I didn't want to kill them. Just like a tiny little. Like the ones you put on your braces that just right over the mouth. Boom. Done. Oh, but you couldn't snap ever again. You just break their neck. Whoa.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Damn.
Hmm.
Oh,
this is tough.
That is tough. I take my answers
back now. Would you
have
to feed your thumbs?
I hate to go all Reddit on this, but Neil deGrasse Tyson, I think, would be one of my thumbs. I like that guy.
That's a good one.
I like that guy.
If you take somebody like Stephen Hawking, do you get the little wheelchair on your thumb? Your thumb rolls around.
I just think if you have Neil deGrasse Tyson, you just have interesting shit being said to you all the time. Like, yeah, that's fucking cool. And then my other thumb would be Lil B.
Right. Well, I mean,
because you got to balance out.
That's right.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wow.
With the bass god. No, Kevin James is not one of my thumbs. I would cut that thumb off and put it in a fucking
bass demigod. Two Alison Breeze. That's a good answer. That's. Solid answer.
Fuck.
Morgan Kevin Freeman. James. Morgan Freeman's actually a great answer. He could just walk around. He would narrate your entire life. And then you went to lunch.
Dude, if I had Kevin James, I would stick my thumbs in a food processor.
Just stick your thumb in someone's butthole. And then
what about just like a couple Joe Pesci's?
They just stop right at the knuckle and they're just really mouthy.
Yeah.
What about you, Rick?
He
would do two Jared Garrison's.
I don't even know. All of these questions have been so... They've caught me off guard every time. I can't... Like, how do you answer who do you want as your thumbs?
This is what we do, Beck. This is what we do.
You clearly never watched...
These are, like, really, really serious questions. Yeah. That they're things that you've never thought about that you're like, man, I wish I would have thought about that because that's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to add a question that you can answer since you've been caught off guard. All right,
we'll see.
I'm going to add a question right now, okay? And we'll end on it. It'll be a serious question. But first up, @I'mPromo asks, when thou dost hoist, dost thou make obtrusive sounds to assert dominance amongst the weaker in the pack?
I don't lift.
Yeah.
John doesn't lift. Dunkus is the king of the pack, the alpha
male. He doesn't make noises at all, though. Dunkus is a very quiet lifter.
Really?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He actually gets really annoyed when people do make noises, so he's not that kind of dude. So
there's a gym that will actually kick you out if you're one of those people. It's like, what?
Yeah,
what about Planet Fitness? They have the meathead bell.
They have
or whatever.
Pizza parties at Planet Fitness, so I just want to put that in perspective.
So Rick, are you a loud dude? Rick does the CrossFit or did dude. The CrossFit.
I'm quiet, and then I cry when I get home.
The only sound he makes is yelling that there's not enough weight. In the entire gym.
Sorry.
Where is the rest of your weight? The 7,000 pounds is not enough. Can you please sit on the end of this dumbbell?
Can you weld other bars to this bar? Can you do that for
me? Oh my god.
All right. Last question, one Rick can probably hopefully answer. I don't know. If you could
this is an easy one.
A live action version of any cartoon or anime, what would it be and who would play the lead roles?
Oh shit.
Cartoon anime.
I think this could include a video game type spin-off movie thing.
This is such an easy one. It's so easy.
Okay, Hex, go then, Mr.
Yeah, go then.
Cowboy Bebop
is an easy answer.
Live action.
Who would play the lead role?
Lead role. Honestly, I think Keanu Reeves could do it.
Really?
And Faye Valentine, you could make Uma Thurman, would work perfectly well. Jet Black would be a little more difficult, but I think...
Cowboy Bebop is awesome, by the way. If you don't know what we're talking about, go watch it.
I've never gotten into... Is that a good one if I want to start watching?
It's a good anime to get into, actually.
I'd say Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell is the starter drug, yes.
And I think... Okay. What's her name from Tron could probably fill that.
Oh, dude, she would actually be excellent as Faye Valentine, too. What's her name?
Olivia Wilde?
That's, yeah, that.
The new Tron, yeah.
Oh! I got my. Oh wait, I have my movie. I have to think about who I want to be the main character.
Well, say what it is, and we'll help you. What is
no? That? I gotta think.
Are you 12? What is this?
No,
I don't want to share my answers. No.
I'm thinking.
Don't look over my shoulder.
No.
Okay, I'd go with Kiki's Delivery Service, and the main character would be Philip Seymour Hoffman. That would be Kiki.
Wow. I would go with man. I don't know. This is tough.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop is a really good answer.
That's the best one.
How about the fact that they're actually doing Akira, but aren't they kind of like bastardizing?
No, they canceled it.
Did they?
They canceled.
Yeah, they canceled Cowboy Bebop too, which is horrible.
I'm gonna go with Doug.
Doug.
Doug. Oh god.
Who would play Doug?
Who would play Doug? That's a good point.
I have no idea. I'm more interested in who would play Skeeter.
Mimi.
Who would play Patty Mayonnaise?
Isn't Skeeter green or blue?
He's,
or whatever?
He's blue. Yeah. Hayden Panettiere can play Patty Mayonnaise. She can play everything.
She can play everything ever.
I'm gonna go with Darkwing Duck, one of my favorite cartoons.
Nice.
And I don't.
Oh, know. Courtney! Like... Courtney would be the duck.
Wow.
Wow, I haven't heard a Courtney Duck face joke in a long time.
Berserk starring Dunkus' guts. I like that one too. Yeah, my basement, something is leaking through my floor right now.
Really?
And I'm terrified.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's semen.
So yeah, I hope it's not semen. But all right, guys. Wow. That is it. We'll end it on that note. I hope it's not semen.
I never hope it's semen.
Thank you so much, Rick, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on, dude.
We will not have a podcast next Sunday because most of us will be traveling back from PAX. So there will not be a podcast
Easter,
next Sunday.
The Day of the Lord.
Yes.
So
probably Monday we will have a podcast, but we will let you know. So
the PAX wrap-up
and we'll let you know of the meetup as well. So we'll see you next time, guys. Thank you so much. And yeah, see you probably next Monday. And we'll have the stream schedule up as well.
And real quick, I'll probably be streaming my channel after this again tonight. So
there you go. Scott Fisher, LOL, because I will not be post-streaming because something is leaking through my
on YouTube.com/JPL Fisher, right?
So, all right, guys. Later on.
All right, guys.
See ya.
Bye.